Gear up, sports fans. The NFL playoffs are here, and the Super Bowl is right around the corner. There has never been a better time to get into the action with MyBookie. Now, don't just watch. Score big. Boosted odds, huge prize contest, the fill-in of the Super Bowl. Even before it hits, you can already start to enjoy that. And whether you're a seasoned pro, ready to roll for the first time betting, MyBookie is your ticket to turning your sports knowledge into cold, hard cash. It's the largest online casino of odds, contests, Vegas-style casino games, ultimate destination for fun, all types of fun, 24/7, right at your fingertips. Now, if you've been waiting, now is the time to get into the action. Because if you jump in and you start to make a winning move today with MyBookie, use promo code 49ERS or this promo code QR code right next to my right, they're going to claim your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's right. Promo code 49ers for an opportunity to boost your betting power. Rollovers do apply. If you have questions, please ask them. But experience the thrill of sports betting right in the comfort of your home, because you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere. Wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Join today and be part of the winning team.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Time, the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? The 49ers come out and pull out a tough one. It went pretty. It wasn't nice. But the 49ers come out and win. They are on to the NFC Championship. So much to talk about. Brock Purdy, not a good game. Kyle Shanahan, terrible game. But Kyle Shanahan, 4-0 in the divisional round. The 49ers beat the Packers in the postseason for the fifth consecutive time. Clayton, how we do it, baby? All good things here.
Hey, what goes around comes around, man. And respect to the Packers, man. They played a way better game than we did. But you know what winners do, John? Winners win. Winners win, John. And that's what we did tonight. Man, I won't lie. I will not lie. I doubted them. I felt bad about doubting them, but man, it was looking really bad there for a little bit, especially in the third quarter, man. But we came out.
There were a lot of rough moments. There's no lie. And I think you said it very well, Clayton. But there's narratives that were put to rest today. The fact that you talk about Kyle Shanahan and coming back and winning in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. You talk about how terrible his play calling was, which it was. We'll break all that down throughout the week. But at the end of the day, the 49ers came out and answered the call. Dre Greenlaw with not one, but two interceptions. Christian McCaffrey was incredible, as we expected him to be. Debo got hurt early. I don't think that this was one of the best Brock Purdy games ever. I don't think this was a top 10 Brock Purdy game ever, but he answered the call late and did what he had to do. That scramble late on fourth down, whenever he gave us second and one from inside the five, then we got the rushing touchdown at the end. He did enough. He did enough. That's what I'm talking about.
This Niner game. Yeah, let's go.
And like the whole time the game, it felt bad. The Packers fans, there weren't a lot here. They were loud, and they were bragging from the start, and I get it. You know, the play calling was terrible. Special teams was god-awful. Like, I've never been the biggest Jake Moody fan, and this was terrible. He had his worst game as a pro yet with the missed field goal, which was blocked.
Looks like we may have lost John.
Oh, no. Are we here?
Maybe it's me.
Still good.
Okay. I think it was me. Yeah, we're good. Okay. We're here. We out here.
But yeah, Jake Moody, terrible kickoffs, terrible field goals, terrible everything. But he made it when it mattered. Barely. It was barely made, but that was huge. And so shout out to my man Yacek. It's his anniversary. He played his entire anniversary just so he can watch this Niners game. I respect his commitment, man.
What a guy. I love it. That's awesome.
So, Clayton, I'll turn it over to you. Let's get to some comments. Let's get to some questions.
Absolutely.
There's a lot to talk about.
There's too much to talk about, John. We're going to fit in as much as we can because we're here to celebrate an incredible win at the end of the day. But, John, you said this was not one of Brock Purdy's top 10 games. I would argue it was one of his top 10 worst games. But you know what? You know what he did tonight, John, was he proved – that he is that guy when you need him to be that guy. And we needed him to just make consistent. We didn't need him to make a huge play at the end of the game to win it for us. We just needed him to make the right play. And that's what he did, John. And at the end of the game, man, I thought after they stopped McCaffrey on that, well, it wasn't the second to last drive. I think it was the third to last drive that we had. They stopped him on like second down, and then we just started throw. I thought we were done running the ball, and I was so upset, John. I was saying things I shouldn't have been saying in front of my girlfriend and my two cats. But I was saying them, and I was upset. But at the end of the game, Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan, they turned it around. Yes, and they made the right calls, and they made the right plays. And the Niners walk out with a dub. Let's get to some comments, John.
Yeah, I'll say this, just as we pull those up, like, I think you would have to go all the way back to the divisional round playoff game against the Packers where the 49ers won an ugly game. That was down to pressure. We didn't have one this year. We did not have one ugly game win, but it finally came when it mattered most. And the 49ers get to move on to the NFC Championship. Four NFC Championships in 5 years. Now it's time to cash it in. Let's get to some questions.
That's incredible. First of all, we got 49er Rush royalty right here in the chat. I got Juan Salas, my guy. We're heading there, John. We're heading there, Juan. We're going to the NFC Championship. Let's go. Let's see. I've seen a lot of people in here. I got Fire Taxi for one. We got to get Jennings, his flowers. He came back.
I think, you know, Debo went out early and that hurt. But whenever he went out, Juwan Jennings, at first Ray took his spot. And then after, I think it was the 2 minute warning or timeout, they swapped him. And then Juwan Jennings went into that number two, the X role that Debo runs. And man, delivered huge, probably two of the biggest third down conversions, which is what Juwan Jennings does. It was awesome. Shout out to Jennings. And here's what's crazy. We talk about the players that set the tone for the 49ers. And the guys that we say, Dre Greenlaw, Juwan Jennings, and George Kittle, I think those are the three players of the game. I'd put Demo up there as well. I think he played
incredible. Going to say. He made some absolutely huge plays. And I think, you know, For all of the Jake Moody hate that is coming on, I see G Bassman right here, and I want to give Moody some credit, and you, G Bass. The game changed when Moody actually, you know, he made that pressure field goal to bring it within one score, and then he was kicking some touchbacks, and he was just keeping their special teams unit out of it, which I think made all the difference in the world because the Packers special teams unit almost won that game for him.
Right. And like, if you look early on, we were losing in special teams by a mile. Missed field goal or blocked field goal. Jake Moody couldn't kick it in the end zone to save his life the first half. Terrible kick. And even Debo, when we returned the kickoff, we could not get back to the 25 to save our life. Whether it was Ray McLeod, then we got a penalty, or it was Debo early on, didn't matter. And then obviously the huge kickoff return, 11 points counted against the special teams. 11 points. And keep in mind, the Packers were the 26th worst special teams unit in the NFL. We were 25th. We lost this one. So, the 49ers are bottom three. Like, I'm not a big, fire guy or whatever else. I'm not quite so sure I would allow the special teams coordinator, Snyder, to be a part of this team moving forward. That dude almost cost us this playoff run. And that's not who I am. I don't like being that guy. That dude almost cost us this game. Terrible job, Jake Moody. Terrible job, special teams coordinator. Gave the Packers every chance in the book. Kyle, Brock, Christian McCaffrey, Dre Greenlaw bailed them out. Special teams is trash, man. We've said it all year, though.
Mm-hmm. It's been a running theme, John. Let's see. Oh, I like this one right here. He Who Remains, thanks for joining us here on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Having a quarterback you know can come back is more valuable than a guy that's only good when you're up. We don't want front runners on this team, John. And Brock Purdy is not a front runner. He'll play with a lead. He'll play when he's down. That's our guy. And I'm so glad that we finally exited the forest of quarterback drama and we've emerged with a great quarterback who's cool under pressure and shook off kind of the big mulligan or whatever you want to call it with playing in the rain, playing in heavy rain. John, you're there right now. What's it like out there right now?
Oh, I'm drenched. I'm completely the starter jacket is wonderful and I know I look amazing. I'm drenched. But this was a win that Brock Purdy has not had in his resume. And so to add the come from behind, bad weather, bad start, all those things. And it was weird because this season, the 49ers, all five losses have come when the 49ers offense scored 17 points. All five losses. One time we had 19 points, but that was a defensive safety. And so going into that final drive, it was this is about to be the 49ers' sixth loss of the year. We had 17 points on the board, and the defense did their job. That wasn't a great defensive game, but they gave the 49ers the 49ers offense all over and over and over again and did their job to allow the 49ers offense to win. But this whole season, they have not answered that call. The Browns, they did, and then Jake Moody missed a field goal. This time, you didn't leave it up to the kicker. You just go answer the call yourself. This is the first for Purdy. This is the first for the 49ers offense this year. 49ers have blown everybody out. They didn't cover, but they got the win. They're going to the NFC Championship. I am curious to see what happens with Debo, because when Debo went out, Kyle Shanahan went into a shell. This is by far, and again, let me preface this by saying, if I could start a team in the NFL with any coach, and I could pick anybody, I'm choosing Kyle Shanahan. Having said that, this was one of the worst Kyle Shanahan games of ever. But you won the ugly game, and that's what is important. So now this locker room knows if everything goes wrong, injuries, low scoring, three and outs, special teams is garbage, doesn't matter, they can still win the game. And we finally had that. So you check that off. I love Kyle. I'm so thankful he's our head coach. But winning ugly, you have to do bad weather game. Man, this is awesome, Clayton. What a cause for celebration, brother.
Yeah, I was prepared, John. I was prepared to come on here and talk through a loss. I wasn't looking forward to it.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I wasn't looking forward to it, John, but I'm so glad that they pulled it out. But let's be really honest, John. For 3.5 quarters, the 49ers did not play like the team that is going to win the Super Bowl. Let's just be really honest about that. But I saw somebody, and I wish I could find it. There's so many comments, and I love that. Please keep the comments coming, guys. I'm going to get star as many of them as I can. But somebody said, and credit to you, I'm sure you know who you are, and now I've lost completely what they said. Let's see if I can even find it. Isn't that terrible? Right. I'm hyping this man up and it's gone.
You find the comment. I want to
hear it.
This.
Is. Like, I just found it. Yeah, good, go.
Incredible. Like the fan base is just going off. And it felt like the game was over. It really did. And so you take a lot of this and it's just like the 49ers were expected to be the team in the NFC Championship. The game went as against the plan as you possibly have. They came out and salvaged it, and now the fan base, like, that was, it was one of like the best moments I've ever had as a fan to experience in the rain, in the cold, all that stuff in the fourth quarter. Yeah, this is why we love sports. This is why we love sports. This is awesome.
And of course it was Yacek the whole time. Thank you, Yacek, for this comment. I love this comment. It was a very tough warm-up for the rest of the playoffs, but we'll learn and be better from it going forward. And I think, you know, there's a lot of speculation is probably not the right word. But there's a lot of commentary about how teams respond after taking a week off and resting their starters in week 18. And I think that may be part of what we saw this evening. Your thoughts, John?
No, I think the play calling was the issue. Kyle Shanahan, who I love, you ran Christian McCaffrey on the first play. The next 9 offensive plays, there wasn't a running back. There wasn't a running back back there. It was empty sets only. And Kyle Shanahan just does this when he has extra time. Eventually, he went away from it, and then the 49ers offense picked up. I think that was huge. But, again, there's criticism, and we'll go through all that on the 49ersrush.com and all that stuff. We'll break down every single play on coaches' tape, all 22, all week. Like, we're going to be bringing you all of that. But the thing that we got to take away, there's criticism. Yes. Was Brock Purdy great? No. Did Shanahan call a great game? No. Did the defense have lapses? Yes. Was Ambry Thomas – did Ambry Thomas have his worst game of his entire career?
Oh, God. Good Lord. Probably his life, John.
Oh,
probably
my
the
gosh.
Worst game of his life.
However, he trusted them, stayed with them, made a couple plays down the stretch. Like, and that's huge. So, like, that's who this Niners team is. We can add resilience to the fact that they can win blowing out teams. And now we get to play what, the Lions or the Bucks? You hope the Bucks win, but like, I'm sorry, I'm not too concerned. And I know I said that about the Packers this week, and the game did not bear that out. But the Niners went through their terrible game, still came out on top. You're right where you want to be, heading into the NFC Championship. We're not going to ever think next week. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
We will. And we'll be watching very closely,
I think we lost
John.
Are you there?
Uh-oh. I'm here. Are you here? Can you all see me?
There we go. We're here. Good. Let's.
Hey, am I back? Good. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you're
Yeah, good. Let's run it. Yeah. I got some super chats here, John. We're going to get to them all. JP, hella hard. I saw you talking about having a kid right now in the hospital. Congratulations to you, my friend. 8 more quarters.
Oh, that's what's
for
up,
that
man.
6th Lombardi Trophy. Thank you for the super chat. Congratulations to you and your new family. That's fantastic.
So cool.
I got Sin. the absolute best there is. Go Niners. I never lost faith. You're a bigger person than I am, Sin. I'll tell you that. Big play, Dre, coming in the clutch. I love it. I love it.
Two interceptions,
I got Colin,
man.
Two of them things. CEO of Seattle, and now he owns Green Bay, too. You love to see it. We got Colin in here. A gritty win, just like Fred wanted. Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Am I? As we said earlier, like, you find a way to fight through the ugliness. The weather was ugly. The game was ugly. The play calling was ugly. Special teams was ugly. All those things were ugly. But you did what you had to do and you got through it. And that's what's awesome. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then we got Daryl here rounding out the suit. Oh, and I got even more coming in through my feed. I love it. Thank you, though, Daryl. First win like this, and it was needed. It sure was. Let's go, Niners. Let's go. And we got the best there is. We got Phil right here. A hard game to watch. Very, very true. So true. I couldn't have said it better myself. Hard game to watch. But we got the win, which is all that matters. Let's see what else is going on in the chat, John. Go riff for a second while I find some good stuff here.
I aged considerably today. It was frustrating. Like, I don't know what else to say. There were a lot of moments that were just really frustrating. But to come out on top, like, that's the thing. It doesn't matter. You're gritty. You're tough. All the things went wrong, and you still won. You went into halftime, and it's still, you were on top. The Shanahan missed field goal at the end, and, like, the clock management I actually thought was okay. But, yeah, there's rough issues, and we're going to tackle all those. But the thing is, what are the Packers going to tackle, right? Like, we're not that team. The Packers are going home. That's it. Go Pack home. That's it. They're done. D-U-N. The 49ers go on. So as bad as this is, and there's a lot of critiques, there's a lot of, like, issues that need to be dealt with in-house, but you can deal with them because you're still playing. The 49ers, at the end of the day, are one of four teams left in the NFL. We'll see what's the other ones. The Ravens won. The 49ers won. We'll see about the other games. Man, this is awesome. And so proud. So proud of this team today.
It was. This comment, I think, is important, though. I think it's going to be sobering to an extent. We walked on the moon. Thank you. Debo was doing rotator cuff injury test. The source? His rotator cuff is destroyed. We hope, obviously, that it's not a rotator cuff for Debo, because that would be that would not be good going forward. That'd be very bad.
Yeah, I mean, he got injured early, and Debo had, like, the most attitude coming out of the tunnel, the warm-ups, all that stuff. Debo was so ready. Then you had the injury. They cleared him for a concussion. He came back in, played, like, two plays, then was out the rest of the game. They took the shoulder pads off. Like, he just didn't seem right. We'll see, because Kyle Shanahan without Debo, he's not Kyle Shanahan. And so that's something we got to monitor. We got to see. Shout out to Chris Conley, though, coming off the bench and having one of the biggest catches in the game. That was awesome.
Such a huge play. I got Raul right here. As a Packers fan, you guys have a terrible defense. We ran you guys over. And they – oh, my God. Aaron Jones had a hell of a game. I mean, he was all over the place. And their offensive line was crushing us.
Was Logan Ryan. Logan Ryan wasn't great. You know, he got the game over Jair Brown, which we were talking about on the show all week. And Jair Brown whiffed not once, not twice, but three times on three of the biggest plays. I'm really curious to see if Steve Wilks goes back to Jair Brown, because you went with the vet, and on that 50-yard run off right off the kickoff return or whatever, like, Jair Brown just – he had him teed up and just completely whiffed. Didn't even touch him. So, I wouldn't say our defense is terrible, but it wasn't a good game. That's for damn sure. We didn't hit the quarterback very often, but whenever it mattered, that's the thing. Steve Wilks, fourth quarter, that dude is freaking the best in the business. And if you're upset at Steve Wilks, I understand. That is legitimate. Ambry Thomas not playing well. Both safeties had terrible games. But in the fourth quarter, what does Steve Wilks do? Adjustments, shuts them down, no points allowed. Got the dub.
Shout out Napa. Love Napa. Grew up there. It's a great place to live, visit, all that stuff. Go hang out in Napa. It's a lot of fun. Love it, Aaron. Thank you. Let's see. Oh, and then here's Aaron with the super chat also. So let's run that. My first playoff game as a youth was the catch part two. That's crazy. I wish I could have been there for that. I wasn't around yet. Cheers to all the young Niners fans out there enjoying this. Go get yourself a beer, John. I wish $5 would pay for a beer at Levi's, but it is a beautiful thought nonetheless. We appreciate
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it. And I'll say this as we let's wrap this thing up. I want to go celebrate with the faithful.
Absolutely.
And I want to say thank you guys to everybody that tuned in. This is awesome. Celebrate this. Is this like a dominating win that you can pound your chest on? No. But guess what? You beat a team in a rough situation in terrible weather, and you get to go on. And that's what it's about at the end of the day. Going on. Brock Purdy got his come from behind. So did Kyle Shanahan. Defense did their job. You forced two turnovers. Dre Greenlaw. You did it when it mattered. I love this, man. So let's wrap this show up. I'm going to go party. This is awesome, man. Love the 49ers. And we always talk about this, and I'm going to let Clayton end the show. But, man, stay strong, faithful. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. This game sucked for 80% of the game. But we still got the win. Why? You just stay strong, man. That's what it's about.
Absolutely. I couldn't say it any better myself, John. They had us in the first half, not going to lie. They really had us. And shout out to anyone who got that reference. But you know what?
I said at the beginning of the show.
Thank you. I said at the beginning of the show, I'm going to say it now. We're going to get the heck out of here. Winners win. That's all that matters is that you get the dub at the end of the day. And that's what we got. We're moving on to the NFC Championship, John. It's going to be a blast. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Detroit Lions. I don't care who it is. Bring them on. Because we're going to be there at Levi's Stadium. I know that there are some things up in the air right now with running the tailgates at Levi's. I'm sure we will have information on what we'll be doing as a community. So stay tuned. Stay posted if you want to come hang out with us. Because we always have a good time. It doesn't matter where we are. It really doesn't. So come hang out with us. Come hang out with us also online at the49ersrush.com. We're going to be breaking down every single play from this game. And there's a lot to look at because it was rough.
Oh, my gosh. So much to talk about.
It was rough. But wherever
you guys
you're
are
at
the best.
Right now,
thank you, guys.
Enjoy it. Yes, we're going to get the heck out of here. Stay strong, faithful. Love y'all. Peace.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com. For more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Gear up, sports fans. The NFL playoffs are here, and the Super Bowl is right around the corner. There's never been a better time to get into the action with my bookie. Now, don't just watch. Score big. Boosted odds, huge prize contest, the fill-in of the Super Bowl. Even before it hits, you can already start to enjoy that. And whether you're a seasoned pro, ready to roll for the first time betting, MyBookie is your ticket to turning your sports knowledge into cold, hard cash. It's the largest online casino of odds, contests, Vegas-style casino games, ultimate destination for fun, all types of fun, 24/7, right at your fingertips. Now, if you've been waiting, now is the time to get into the action, because if you jump in and you start to make a winning move today with MyBookie, use promo code 49ERS or this promo code QR code right next to my right, they're going to claim your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's right. Promo code 49ers for an opportunity to boost your betting power. Rollovers do apply. If you have questions, please ask them. But experience the thrill of sports betting right in the comfort of your home, because you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere. Wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Join today and be part of the winning team.